Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I think I know. Hello and welcome to your Tuesday. It's going to be a great day. I can already tell.
We got three more days till Friday.
That's right.
I'm trying to make it.
Paul McCartney. Who else is on that?
Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
The three of them.
Yeah. So good.
Rihanna's the star of that song, though, by far.
Hell yeah. All I have to do is say thanks, Rihanna. She's the one. Celebrity Trash This Time Around is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow us on Facebook and catch all our videos and helpful links. We hung out with Paul Mercurio over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He says hi, Vin. He's funny. Everything's funny. I mean, it's not funny that he has COVID. He's a long hauler. He's 8 months in and is still having trouble after having
Corona.
Oh, he
got it.
Got it in June.
Uh-huh.
And he is, it's not good. What is good, though, is he shows us his apartment in New York City. I'm not going to say too much about it. I'm going to let you go take a look. It's it's really not what you expect. You know, he's got kind of a nice, neat area that he's sitting in. And then he turns it and it's like, I don't know, can anyone sleep on that bed? That seems like it would take a long time to clear that off.
Is his New York apartment a second place for him?
No.
Oh, that's their main
pad.
That
is where they live. Yeah,
well,
him and
you
his
know,
wife
New
and
York
son.
Living.
Yeah, it's tight. But even by your filing standards, which are pretty much the room you're in, it's excessive. Like you, I think of all people, might actually be able to appreciate it. You'd be like, Jesus, I'm a neatnik. Compared to that guy.
Well, actually, while you say that, and I realize anyone looks at the camera, they would say, wow, he's sloppy. I run a pretty tight ship outside of the way I broadcast.
Right.
And I don't know why I do things that way, but that's how it works. It's like,
well, you can
years
usually find
of
what
practice
you need. Yeah.
Have brought me to the system I use daily. But yeah, I wouldn't live like that. No way.
Oh, dude. I mean, it is very... Well, we laughed, but it was distressing, frankly. I thought, that is no way to have... all that stuff should not be on your bed. But his bed is his laundry room, is his kitchen, is his place where he sleeps.
His tool shed.
He had power tools in there. I'm like, you live in New York City, what do you need power tools for?
Is it just him and his wife?
His what? What's that?
Is it just him? I know he has a kid, but I don't know if the kid lives there.
I don't
know
how old the kid is, but I think the kid does live there. I'm not...
All right.
We're
talking about Paul Mercurio.
Paul Mercurio.
Who did a thing with over
just
the
just a random
weekend.
Hookup, yeah. Just to check in with him and see how his COVID's going. It's not going well. He went through all his medications, which were all stuff you could buy at Whole Foods. I'm like, where's the real meds? Show me the real stuff. It's you know, if you're long hauling with COVID, you might want to take heart. You're not alone. Anyway, you can find that and more at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Thanks. Same to you.
What did everybody do for Valentine's?
Nothing.
Oh, really? Nothing.
What'd you do?
I made heart-shaped sandwiches and went on a picnic with my love and my best friends. So it was, we had a good time. It was a bad one for Ted Lasso. That would be Jason Sudeikis.
Uh-huh.
As you may have heard, his longtime girlfriend slash whatever the hell she was. Don't they even have a kid together? She moved out officially.
Who's this?
Olivia Wilde is her name.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
Or of her, I should say.
So it was a nice Valentine's for her. She moved out of one guy's house and moved into another guy's house.
What?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, she's with Harry Styles now, you guys.
They that moved is, in together?
That's what it looks like. Well. You know, she wasn't taking like tables and chairs and stuff, but she packed her luggage and officially moved out of the house. And then there's pictures of her unloading it at Harry's place.
Dang.
Well, I gotta have a place to live. I mean, why not with you? We're so busy doing stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, the breakup thing is a trip because you can sit there and say, I don't want to be, but the second that person goes, okay, and moves on, you're like, wait a minute, whoa, what just happened? So I don't know if this Sudeikis kid is injured by it or not, but
he's injured. They're
it has to
it
burn
a,
him up a little, right, to go from my house to his house. No in between.
They're wow. saying it was an absolute surprise to him, too. These two have been together, I want to say, 9 or 10 years. Like, they're a fairly well-established couple. And she decided she was going to direct a movie called Don't Worry, Darling. And they were going through the process and casting the movie and working on the movie and figuring out the movie and... She
oh, this is the movie. That's oh my god. So she had just fired who's the drunk jerk?
Shia LaBeouf.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said it that way, but
no,
that
drunk
is
her. Junk. We were all like, we know who that is.
So she fired Shia LaBeouf, hired Harry Styles. This is the story that was out there, and now she's with Harry Styles. Wow, look at her go.
I know.
Well,
so, and that is, he took a part in the movie that she's directing, Don't Worry, Darling, and the sparks began to fly, and before you know it, she was getting her luggage from Jason Sudeikis' house and moving it into Harry Styles' house. Yikes.
So the question will be, can he just have one source of watermelon sugar, or does he need lots of different locations? We'll see.
Yeah.
He's a young man.
And he can get that anywhere. He's the guy from One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he's Harry Styles. I mean, yeah, he's no longer the guy from One Direction.
Whatever. He'll always be a One Direction guy for me. Anyway, she fawned all over him on an Instagram post yesterday, but only for his work in the movie. Just what he's so impressive. He's so amazing. Like with a shot from him from the movie. He's like sitting in a car. But, like, I think it's, like, a convertible. I don't have it right in front of me, but it's, like, a black and white picture of him in, like, a cool car with the top down. And he's, like, his butt's up on the back, you know?
You see that on Instagram?
Yeah, it's on her Instagram. Yeah. But that's, you'd think you break up with a longtime person. Oh, there it is. There's the shot. Well, I don't know what kind of car that is. It's a fancy one, though. It's got a tire on the back. You know?
Yeah, I can't. To see it well enough. Mm-hmm. It looks like a little MG or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, palm trees in the background and looks real cool. It's like one of those Frank Sinatra style 70s houses. It's pretty neat. So she thinks he's great and she moved all her luggage in. I'm sure he thinks she's great too. Hey, there. You just dropped your luggage. Okay.
Yeah, that's, well, that, you know what? I don't know him. Maybe he is someone who's, he's been around enough, it's out of his system, and he's going to connect and be done. Good.
Maybe.
Or maybe he's just like, sure, you can live here. I'm going to leave in 6 months for a tour, and I won't be back for a year or more.
It's been a weird year for me. You can't expect this to be the norm. Most of the time, I can never stopping. So congratulations to the happy couple. I hope it all works out. I almost want to place bets on it. It's just, how long is that going to last? Come on. Larry Flint, but I won't. We wouldn't do that. That'd be important.
Well, and you know, the other thing is she's pretty well established and pretty smoking hot herself. So yeah. She very well may be like, yeah, I'll hang with you for a few minutes while I get over my broken heart. And then I'm going to go date a man, not some skinny twerp guy.
I don't know how old. I don't have their ages in that one, but it's got to be a 10-year gap.
Yeah.
Easily. Larry Flint passed away last week. And what would a memorial for Larry Flint be without strippers and booze? In case you don't know who Larry Flint is, he's the guy who got up Hustler magazine.
Right.
Because he wasn't interested in what Playboy had to offer. He was more interested in the crotch. Let's see more of
that's
that.
That's a quote.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree with him a lot. Well, I mean, I like all the stuff, so I don't want to say that I don't want to see other parts of a person, but I do think that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a little girl and I would, you'd find that stash of porno mags, me and my friend Vicky, we found some in her brother Keith's room, and Hustler was one of them, and I was just like, oh my God, because they have this thing in there, which I don't know if I can say it, but there's this little animal that lives on lives in little rivers.
Everybody knows what you mean.
Makes dams, and they were on the hunt for that.
Right.
So people would send in their own pictures of their own hunts.
It's the early days of amateur porn. Yeah.
Oh boy, and just the color would be all wrong, and everything looked dangerously traumatized, and just, oh boy. But there they were.
You know, I do know that we've behaved as a gender, we've probably behaved badly, but we do, I can say we definitely behaved badly, but and I don't know why, it's clearly 100% natural. I can't see enough. I can't. There isn't a point where I go, well, I've seen them one, you've seen them all. That is not even close to the case. I don't know what the deal is.
Oh, one of those? Let me take a look. Oh, another one?
Absolutely. To this day, as a 50, pushing 50, getting there someday, guy, I still, it still is like a brand new, like the first time.
Well, it's nice to know your fascination lingers.
It does.
Anyway, what would a memorial for Larry Flint be without strippers and booze? We do not have to find out. The Hustler Club in Vegas is holding a celebration of life for Larry this Friday. It'll include a DJ, special guests, photo ops, a rooftop balloon release, and a performance by the topless review, Sexy After Dark, with two X's. I don't know why it's not sex, X, 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 three X's.
I don't get that that's now? So
yeah.
Wear your mask?
I guess.
Okay.
Maybe you can watch it online. I'm not sure if it'll be a virtual attendees only. Then booze would be useless in that case. According to the website, the ladies of Sexy After Dark exemplify strength, sexuality, intrigue, desire, passion, seduction, confidence, and empowerment, and are role models for the community and for the women and youth of today. The packages start at about $50, and you have to be 21. And you have to be willing to go to Vegas and participate in what sounds like a smut fest without a mask on.
Well, people love that. I'm sure, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of people who consider that a good time.
Sure. They're like, well, I was going to be in Vegas anyway. I would love to go to the Sexy After Dark.
Let me ask Bryn.
Yes.
If you're in Vegas,
uh-huh,
with some of your buddies at that time, is there any draw or interest in going to Larry Flint's memorial at the Hustler Club?
Yeah, probably. I think that, well, you know, not during COVID.
Yeah, I'm saying under normal circumstances, and your wife's not around and everyone's like, hey,
yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, if that's the plan, then yeah, I think everybody's down with it. We've definitely had plans like that before, so I don't see why we wouldn't. Yeah. Well, if you're in Vegas,
I see.
Not a memorial, but you know, I'm just thinking of it as a strip club, like a general strip.
Which is really what you're going to.
Right, exactly. So it's you know.
And a rooftop balloon release? That sounds really great, you guys. Let's go. Anyway, for $50 minimum, that's where the packages start. I guess you have to stand outside and watch. You can be on the roof if you pay more. So you got to be over 21. The youth of today won't be able to see these role models in action.
Aw.
By the way, if you were thinking about going to the Sexy After Dark website, it's not safe for work. Maybe you're not at work. Maybe you can go.
I'll do the research for you.
Oh, all right, fine. And finally, you know, a couple weeks ago, Nicole sent me some exterior shots of the house that they used for Buffalo Bill's house from Silence of the Lambs. And it's a nice place. It's in a place called Periopolis, which is near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So they listed it for around $300,000, and they got a lot of offers on it. So I don't know what it ultimately sold for, but the person who bought it has a background as an art director and prop stylist, and he is planning to recreate the well where it put the lotion on its skin.
Yes.
And
we're all familiar. It's interesting how certain... I rewatched Kill Bill over the weekend.
Oh, God, so
and
good.
It's
both
been
parts.
So long, and as I'm watching this, I'm thinking, you know, you have the scenes in your head that stand out where you go, okay... And there's a million scenes that are great that I don't remember. But yes, Silence of the Lambs, the hole in the lotion absolutely right. is an unforgettable scene.
So it looks like they just used this house for the exterior stuff. Because the only other interior shots were him, like, you know, tucking in front of the mirror and that, you know. But then you'd be, I guess, in the basement. I can't really remember where I guess that's where he dug the well that he kept the woman in. So the house has been sold. And the new owner plans to turn it into a bed and breakfast, which means you could go spend the night there, where Clarice Starling finally caught Buffalo Bill. The underground lair was not filmed at the house. So this guy's going to recreate that to give you an opportunity to get in the well, put the lotion on its skin, take photos, Instagram.
I don't get it, but I don't get a lot of things.
There are people who I am sure will... book this right away.
Well, add that to the list of things I don't understand. Yeah. Math, whatever, you name it.
Right.
There's a lot
so long,
of things.
Sure. Start writing them on the wall behind you.
You know, I don't want to keep a running list of crap I don't know. Thank you.
It'll give you, you know, then later in the day, you'd be like, all right, I want to find out about that. Here's my list of things I can kill time with. Oh, here they are on the front. It's quite a nice house. I mean... It's lovely.
Oh,
there's
look
a
at
lawn.
That. It's big,
there's a
yeah.
there's a garden and a fountain. There's big tree. Ooh, look at that staircase. Oh, that's a beautiful home.
This is
the
murderer's house.
Got to
from
yeah,
Silence
so,
of the Lambs.
So maybe they shot some interior stuff in here. That's not clear. But the underground lair is not already included. That yeah. is
Old.
The terrible looking. Wallpaper.
Yeah, but look at how big... I mean, being a psychopath killer clearly pays. Look at the size of the house this guy
Obviously.
Has.
It's beautiful.
Jesus.
House. The bones are great. The bones are good. The rest don't matter.
I was just about saying that.
Anyway, congratulations to the people who wound up getting that place. Look at that old fireplace around. That's beautiful. Oy. Okay, that's all I have time for. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Fauciing.
Oh, Fauciing's a verb?
Yeah, he's a thing now.
All right.
Also, things we won't do anymore, and more after these.
And Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.